Next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 2-1 overall and host Louisiana Tech on Saturday night, a 7 p.m. game to appear on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. We're really excited about the 44-0 win this last week. I was very, very proud of the way that the 19 seniors led this football team throughout the week. I think, again, the practices that we had on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday definitely prepared us for what we did and what we were capable of doing this past Saturday.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question at this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Tim, when you looked at Louisiana Tech on tape, their offense, what jumps out to you, and how good are they on that side of the ball?
Well, I think they're extremely good. They're third in the country right now, I believe, in scoring, and they run a lot of plays, and they're very, very talented. They've got a lot of seniors on their football team on the offensive side of the ball, and, they've done and been very, very successful. I mean, as I tell everybody, the film proves it. And you can watch what they did in the last two football games, and they've been very, very capable of putting the ball in the end zone.
Do they remind you of anyone that you've seen in the Big 12 or MAC or even Big 10 just in your career?
Not putting them back on anybody that I've seen. I think that they do a great job of running what they need to run. They're not very they're not complicated with what they do. They just do what they do very well. And in relationship to anybody else, it's a La Tech football team, and they do what they do, and they do it extremely well. And I expect them to be on strike this Saturday. We're going to have to defend it and do what we're capable of doing to win the football game.
Thank you.
Yep.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Coach, I just wonder if you could talk a little bit about Riley and the job he's done. I mean, I know that you're averaging a couple hundred yards passing a game, but he is high in pass efficiency. He hasn't made a whole lot of mistakes and has been pretty good at holding on to the ball. I wonder if you could just address that.
Well, I think that Riley's done a great job of coming in really these last 2 weeks and playing for an injured Nathan Chielhouse. But, I think a lot of people got to also realize that weren't playing with our starting center or our starting tailback last week either. And we lost our starting wide receiver, one of our starting wide receivers early in that football game. So it's a team effort. There's no question. If you ask Riley, he'd be the first one to tell you that. He's been performing very, very well. We're excited about how much he progressed in one football game.
With him back there instead of Nathan, have you had to kind of narrow things down a little bit and perhaps he's handled what he's been given very well?
Well, I it's not just Riley. It's because, we didn't really have four starters as we played throughout that football game. So, I think that it's been limited on offense just due to the fact that we've had some young men that are dinged up and, we got to get them back healthy so that we can, progress and move the offense forward.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from line of Mylon Jordan, 197.1 The Fan.
Hey, Tim, you talked about Louisiana Tech's offense earlier, but their defense, they're giving up over 40 points in their first two ball games. They put up a lot of points, but the defense is struggling to keep with them out of the end zone. Are you expecting the shootout on Saturday night?
You were breaking up there. I think you were talking a little bit about their defense when I didn't get to hear the whole question. I think that the competition that they've played, Houston ran close to 120 plays of offense. And I expect a very, very well-coached Louisiana Tech football team, as they've proven. I mean, they've won a lot of football games in the season last year and also this season. And I know that we're going to have our A game ready to compete against La Tech on Saturday night.
Well, I mentioned before, breaking up, I apologize, but they put up a lot of points, but they also give up a lot.
I mean, I just want to win. I mean, if it's 7-0 or if it's, 44-41, I just want to win. I want this football program to get better. And, and I want our seniors to experience what it's like, to win football games. And that's all that really matters to me.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Tim, I know your defensive players weren't happy after the Arizona State game. Is this a big opportunity, for them to bounce back, especially like we were talking about earlier against an offense like this?
Sure, there's no question about it. I mean, they were tested with a different type of offense this last week with the wishbone type of offense that they were running, the three-back stuff. I was proud of the way they prepared this last week. And as I mentioned to this football team, it's the way that you prepare throughout the week that enables you to perform well on Saturday. So, I'm sure that they're excited about it. And in each and every game, they're excited to go out and prove that they can be a good defense, and same with our offense and same with our special teams.
And just with the speed that Louisiana Tech goes, I mean, what are you looking for from your defense as far as, making sure you're lined up and the communication element of that going against an offense like that?
Well, it's got to be a continuous thing, and that was not the case down in Arizona. I think that we had some communication problems early in the football game, the first four plays. But, other than that, this game of football still comes down to tackling, and it still comes down to playing your responsibility. And those are the things that we've got to do to be successful on defense. If we don't tackle and we miss assignments or not playing exactly what we're supposed to be playing, then we're not going to be successful, both offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you talked about the performance of Riley O'Toole, but Ryan Langford hauled in 7 catches, 97 yards. How much does it help a young quarterback to have a guy like that out wide?
Well, I thought Ryan had a spectacular football game, and I thought Coach Beatty and Coach Gonzalez really, were able to do some things to help Ryan and get Ryan open. Those are the things that are going to make us successful as we continue to progress with this offense. I think Riley realized that Ryan and Spencer and Justin Hardy, a true freshman, came in and performed well, and offensive line protected. It was a team win, and there's no question about that. That's how you score 44 points if everybody's doing their job.
We have time for one more question for Coach.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.